Are you with the shits? Because they are. Straight out of the Bronx. It's Heidi and Lexi. And you are now tuned into Ladies Pitch. Here's your host, Heidi Baby. And Lexi, the motherfucking savage.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast. This is your favorite mamacita, Heidi Baby, in the building.
Aww, and this is your girl, Dory.
You deserve air horns now. You are officially baptized as part of the Ladies Pitch. Damn, I did that with the left hand. Is that a bad thing?
I don't know. I'm not religious.
Neither am I. Anyway, what's going on?
Clearly, right?
Right. This show is strictly for the wicked. Thank you. Appreciate you. Look at her. She's so good.
Look how pretty. Bam. Cheers, bitch.
Cheers. This is episode 140 of the Ladies Pitch Podcast, if you guys don't already know. Yay. What's going on, my dear?
So, we just got back from speed dating.
We jumping right into the shits.
Well, you know what? I have a question before we get into that. So, all right. We went speed dating.
Yes, we did.
And after speed dating, I wanted to go meet up with my guy. The guy that's not really my guy. My penis. My rented penis, I guess I should say.
Oh, Lord.
We're just going to call him my rented penis.
Your RP?
Oh, he listens too. Anyway.
So that was one of the guys that, from the speed dating, which I think is, we both dated him tonight.
No. Wait, what are you talking about? No, I'm talking about, like, after speed dating, I wanted to go and see.
Oh, my bad. Blonde moment. My bad.
Right. So, my question is this. Would you want to know? Oh, I have two questions for you.
So, would you want to know what? Like, be more specific.
Like, let's say, like, if you were the guy... Mm-hmm. Would you want to know that that's like where I was coming from?
Are you my girlfriend?
No.
I don't need to know anything.
Okay. I was just saying, like, would you feel offended? I would feel offended.
If they told you?
Yeah. Maybe a little bit. Not too much, but just a little bit.
Only as far as like, I think when it comes to those type of situations, the only thing that the other person really needs to know is whether you're fucking someone else or not. That's it.
Right.
That's all that really, the only information that needs to be said other than that. You don't need to specify anything else. I mean, does he listen to the show?
He does.
Well, then he knows now. So, I guess that answers.
Or at least I think that he does because I know that I noticed today he follows us on Instagram.
He sure does. Shout out to you. We appreciate every single listener, every single subscriber. We appreciate all of you guys. Shout out to all of y'all. Shout out to the tremendous feedback that we've been getting since we started doing video. All the new subscribers, all the new listeners, all the new viewers, all the old listeners, all the old viewers that has been rocking with us from the very beginning. Appreciate you all. And if this is your first time here on Ladies Pitch with us, make sure you guys like, subscribe, share, review the podcast on all streaming platforms. As usual, you can find Ladies Pitch on Instagram at Ladies Pitch. Mm-hmm. On Twitter, Pitch 718. I don't know why my brain just got foggy all of a sudden. You said you had two. What was the other question?
I don't want to ask it anymore.
What do you mean?
But welcome to the shit show. This was my name sticker. Look, I was number 14.
So as we began the episode.
It's so funny because like she had something to say about me putting it here.
Speak it to the mic, my dear.
Thank you. My bad. So she had something to say about me putting my name sticker
here. No, I did
here.
Not because mine was also here. I took it off, guys. Listen, let me just, let's just rewind. We started the episode stating that we just finished coming back from a speed dating event. First things first, I honestly did not want to attend. I'm going to be completely honest. I did not want to attend because A, that's so out of my element. And B, it's been raining all day, so I've just been in a blah mood. And C,
blah doesn't even
cut it. I just knew that it was not going to be my type of dudes there, right? But I was trying to be open-minded and be optimistic. I'm like, hey, your type usually has not been working for you. So let's see what's out there. when I got there and I saw from a distance what type of guys were here, I was like, oh yeah, this is definitely not my type of like setting, my type of dudes. But I was like, you know what? I'm gonna be a wing person because there might be someone for her. So who am I to stop the show, right? One monkey don't stop the show. So we went to the speed dating event. We were late.
Oh boy, were we. We were almost an hour late.
Was in that event, he must understand that I am late to all events. So I think that was pretty fitting for the both of us. And I can already tell that, you know, whatever. I was like, fuck it, let me just go. So the first date I had, so basically.
They were numbered.
They were numbered. I was number 15. Number 14 here. So we had 4 minutes each date, and then a new guy would come. Women stay in their place. A new guy would come.
And the guys rotate.
Right. And then we had this paper with their names, you know, just so we can write notes next to their names so we would remember what guy it was that we went on the date with. So at the end of the event, we had to put like who we met, I guess, then who you, we liked.
So there was a piece of the paper at the bottom that you would rip and it had all of their names and you would just put yes. That's it. Whoever was a yes is a yes. Whoever was a no, then you just don't put nothing.
Let me tell you,
I had a lot of yeses.
I'm going to be honest. I put yes in some of them that look like they got money. Fuck that. Like, I'm trying to live my soft girl era. Who got money here? Like,
listen.
What we doing? Anywho, one of the guys that I had my 4 minutes with, he was, he told me, he was like, do you have any kids? And I'm like, no. He's like, me either. He was like, I'm trying to have three. And he was like, do you want any? Yes, that was his opening. Wasting no time.
Shit.
He was like, do you want any? I was like,
what the hell is this?
I don't want to give out his name.
Don't say his name.
He was from, I don't remember his name. He was from Egypt.
Oh, I didn't talk to him.
He told me he was from Egypt.
I didn't talk to that one.
He's Egyptian. He was like, do you have any kids? And I'm like, no. He was like, do you want any? And I'm like, I'm not sure. Like, wow, okay. And he was like, because I want three. And I'm like, yeah, good luck with that, homie. Like, I'm already old, so I don't know about any of that. But
she said I'm old. I can't.
Yeah, I was like, I kind of just told him, I was like, good luck with that. Like, yeah, it's not going to work out. But one of the guys was very creative. I like what he did. So,
oh, yeah, I didn't have that one either. She told me.
Yeah, and I was laughing with him because he was super funny. And then he had a list of questions. He opened up his notes. He was like, I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but I already have questions. And I'm like, nah, it's all good. Like, come at me. What you got? So he had questions in his notes. And then he pulled out a dice. And he was like, roll the dice. And whatever number you hit, that'll be the number of the question you have to answer. So I hit 12. So his question was, according to the last show that you watched, what character on that show would you be? Hmm. Yeah. So I didn't, yes, I think he was Jewish. If I say Snowfall, he was not going to know Snowfall. So I kind of just went with Sons of Anarchy. I'm like, he looked like he knows Sons of Anarchy. And he did.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, Sons of Anarchy, I would be Gemma Teller. I would be an old lady. He was like, oh, yeah, I like that. And we just talked about Sons of Anarchy. Another guy, all we did was talk for the 4 minutes was talk about allergies.
There was this one guy, and I put yes on my paper for this guy because he was just so shy. Like, he couldn't.
Wait, was it the guy that came? He was like fidgety? Was it Nameless? His name was Nameless?
No.
There was a guy whose name was Nameless.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
No, not definitely not. Yeah, that. I didn't see that guy either.
I feel like for the most part, they were all nervous, which made me feel good because I was not nervous.
He was really nervous. He could not maintain eye contact and he would answer my questions, but he didn't really have like many questions of his own.
What were you asking?
I don't remember, bitch. You know me. I ask all kinds of random shit.
Yo, she was asking him, yo. And you might be a little shocked that was not my I had no questions set up because, again, I was not, like, looking forward to this. So I was just like, whatever.
I didn't have questions set up either. I just, I kind of read their body language.
Okay.
And kind of, like, their face. And you know, based on like the introduction, you know, like who's gonna be. This is one guy though.
Wait, go back. Don't lose your thought. You know they're gonna be what?
All right. So based on like what they look like or whatever, like you know, kind of like where the conversation is gonna go, whether it's gonna be good or bad or if you know whatever. So he seemed like an interesting guy. He was just really fucking shy. So I gave him a yes.
Because he was shy.
Because he was just like so adorable.
So she was, her opening question, one of them was, what is their sign? Or when is their birthday? Yeah,
my opening question, and I would tell them, I was like, okay, icebreaker question, when's your birthday? And then they would tell me.
So what did you get according to your list?
I got.
Let's run down this list.
My favorite is having a birthday in 2 weeks. His birthday's on 5/11. And Taurus. He's not going to see this, but geez. Okay. He was 5'11". I got 10/21. That was the shy guy.
10/21?
Yeah.
Libra?
Yeah, right on Libra. The cusp.
Yeah.
I got 4/13 from the only black guy there.
And I didn't get him.
The only black guy there. He was super cool, though. That nigga said he wanted to take me skydiving. I said, let's do it.
When is his birthday?
4/13. It just passed.
Aries, okay.
Yeah. Fire signs. So, you know, we attract. Then there is March 4th.
Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers, my fish
then
brother.
There is 2/24, which is another Pisces. I got 5/24 and 6/23.
Cancer.
11/7.
Scorpio. We scratched that one out already?
The Scorpio?
11/7?
I can't remember his face.
Okay, it's a no.
Yeah, I can't remember his face, sorry. I just wrote 11/7 and then I wrote New Haven. All right, so the ones that actually made an impact, my favorite, of course. Then there was black guy. This guy. I actually gave my number to one guy.
Was it the last one we saw?
Yeah.
Okay, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the first, I think that was the first one. That's the first one I had.
Okay, so he was Polish, and he spoke Spanish. He spoke Spanish to you?
A little bit towards the end. He was like, ¿Hablas español? And I'm like, yes, I do.
Yeah, he was so excited when I said yes. Yeah, I was like, see, and then we had a conversation in Spanish.
Yeah.
He's
trying to learn French and Italian?
He didn't tell me that.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't ask. Well, he is the Pisces, 3/4.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he is Polish. And he kind of looks like a young Michael Douglas. but we had like really good conversation. And I like that. So he got my number. And I'm not even going to lie. He looked like he got money. So why not?
Sorry. I'm here for it.
Right.
Sorry. Something's got to give, man.
I know. So there was this one guy who we agreed to be friends. Because he wanted kids and I already had kids. And he's like, yeah, no, like, I don't want to date a woman with kids. And I appreciated his honesty. But we had great conversation. He lives 10 minutes away. And
who was that?
That was this guy. That's why I kept asking you about this guy. But I don't think you got to talk to him.
59? No, I didn't get him. No. Yeah,
yo, he was mad cool. Yeah. He was talking to the Jewish girl for a while. And then... she was just not interested, but she wasn't interesting.
Okay.
Like, I overheard a little bit of
the conversation. We were the only Latinas there.
We were? I didn't look at the girls at all.
Yeah, I was not. You know me, I'm super observant. So I was looking, like, I was talking to them, but, like, in between, I was, like, scoping around, and I'm like, oh, yeah, we're, like, the only Latinas here.
That's probably why they were so and damn then the excited.
One then when we had that break and we were at the bar, the other girl, I'm like, oh, she looks kooky. She looked like a nut.
Which one?
I don't know. One of the white girls. I just saw her. You know how you can just tell them when someone's talking and their body language? You can tell her that bitch is crazy.
I know.
Did like, you see the lady? Kind of, not the cute crazy like us.
Did you
like
see the... I did see the black lady that was like, oh, we're on a break. She had on like a denim shirt.
No, I don't think.
I don't know, but she didn't look impressed. And I mean, I guess
me and her were on the same boat.
I guess so.
I made the best of it though after I had my drink and I was like, all right, yeah.
All right, so out of it, I got a friend, and I actually thought that, so, all right, and then there was, yeah, this is definitely a no, I don't even know. Sorry, shy guy. You know who Shy Guy is? From Super Mario?
No.
The little red guy?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to cancel this New Haven guy.
So how do we find out?
So tomorrow. What did
the
guy
say? They email us?
Tomorrow we'll get an email from the organizer saying, basically listing who said yes to us. Mm-hmm. And I guess their contact information. Mm-hmm. And then I guess you just take it from there. There was this one guy. He was 49. Never married. What, lives in Scarsdale. I was like, he was actually quite interesting. And he gave me this quote. And I really like it. He was smart. I love that. Fucking intelligent older man. He just had the sexiness. Definitely some BDE going on there. So he gave me this quote and I had him write it because I was like, I want to see what your handwriting looks like. And he goes, oh no. And I'm like, let's go. So he wrote it. So he said, rather than money, than fame, than love, give me truth. And it's a quote by Jonathan Thoreau.
Okay.
Old writer.
Shout out to him. Maybe something.
I know.
I like that.
I actually low-key hope that he calls. I don't know, just for the experience.
We'll update you guys and let you know, like,
who reaches out and who doesn't. But I definitely had a favorite. And he was Puerto Rican and Irish. Mm. Yeah, the dude in the blue shirt. Mm. Puerto Rican and Irish. And
listen,
a little
crazy. We did it for the pod.
No. A little crazy. And that's the Taurus. I don't know. We'll see. He got a birthday coming up. If he slides into my email, because they do this by email. If he slides into my email.
That's some adult shit. They don't do it by IG. They're not going to DM you on IG, on Twitter. They're going to email you.
I would love to organize something like this for young people.
Why?
Why not? It looks fun.
Okay.
Like, if you have people, all right, if you organize an event with similar people, mm-hmm. it would probably be super fun and successful. Think about it.
You know what I like? You know what I do like? The episode of Sex and the City when each other's like exes. Like, if you have an ex that it didn't work out with,
oh,
you
bring them
to the function to see if he matches with somebody else at the event. I think that's genius.
A party of exes.
A party of exes.
God.
So I'll bring an ex. She'll bring an ex. And maybe one of our exes will match with like one of our other homegirls or another woman that attends the event.
Right.
What happens is that sometimes our toxic asses, all of a sudden we see our ex with someone else. And then we like, wait, why I let him go? And then all of a sudden you attracted to him again. That's what happened on the show.
I don't know about all that.
This is going to be an episode of exes, though. The topics that we got lined up. So, yeah.
Exes. The exes party.
Yeah.
I kind of want feedback on the exes party.
I think that's a good idea.
Should we make it like a really big thing and like invite everybody?
Who's everybody?
The whole world that's listening to us right now, bitch.
People gonna fly in from everywhere just to attend our event of exes.
That would be so,
bring your favorite ex.
Yes.
You have to bring an ex that he was cool or she was cool. It just didn't work out with you two.
Yeah, and you don't want them back.
Love. You don't
can't
have,
want them back.
Yeah, there's no like residue of love left behind. You like everything is cut. Like you don't want this person at all anymore. That's the only way this is gonna work.
Right.
We don't need any messiness at our event.
Right.
Mm.
Just, you know.
Yeah. So yo, man, one of the OGs of messiness passed away earlier this week, man. Oh, rest in peace to Jerry Springer.
I know.
My
I can't
original
tell you.
Babysitter.
Yo, facts. Everybody's babysitter.
Yo, man. Jerry Springer in the 90s was the shizzy.
Yo, I couldn't get enough, man.
Back before they like banned him from having any fights. Because a lot of people were like, oh,
that
Jerry's
was the
fake.
Fun part.
He got fake later on after he was like banned from any real fights on his show. He was the original instigator, bro. For sure.
He always had something to say. I used to love Steve because Steve was always on point with everything.
Yo, Steve was his main role dog. That was his role dog. He was like head of security up in that shit. My thing was like, how you have this messy ass episode of like exes and like, oh my God, I didn't know she was a tranny type shit and like racist, KKK, but then you end your show on a positive note. That's crazy
to me. The king of toxic. Well, what was his sign?
he was a Gemini, if I'm not mistaken. I did look it up. I think he was a Gemini.
Oh,
but you had such a toxic ass chaotic show for an hour, and then you end
the
your show.
Last 30 seconds are take super care positive. Of
yourself and each other, like,
with the last word. That was always a last word.
Yeah, he went. Jerry's final thought.
Yes.
That's what he would have. That's what I'm saying. His final thought was like super positive.
Always.
So all this positivity at the end of the show.
It used to kill me. All the siblings that would go on there talking about, oh yeah, I've been fucking my sister's man for like 17 years.
And
like,
the crowd used to kill me. Oh.
Jerry. We had to do it. All right.
I had tweeted on Twitter, like, in honor of Jerry, women need to just flash titties on the timeline. I mean, there is Titty Tuesday on Twitter, but.
Is there?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't go on Twitter very often. I mostly go on Twitter when I need porn.
Welcome to my world. I've been slacking on that though. My consumption of porn has minimized drastically.
Mine too, actually.
Yeah, it has.
I don't know. I've been on a kick. That's where I've kind of just been giving up. I've given up men somewhat.
Have you? We just finished coming from a speed dating event. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, like, you know what? Don't fucking listen to me.
As much as you guys listen to this show, we don't hate men.
We really
There's
don't.
There's a misconception.
We really don't.
Are man haters. We are not. I love men. I just can't stand boys. We love men. We dislike boys. That's what it is. But for the most part, shout out to Willie. Again, I'm gonna try to get Willie in a shade darker, because this is what was at the speeding event.
Lots
of this, which is not necessarily my thing. So
I don't mind them.
Yeah.
Don't mind them. No.
I had a coworker that said that it looks like sushi. She don't like light skinned men. She said their dicks look like sushi. Just saying.
That must have been the whitest fucking guy she's ever seen in her life. Cause damn. I never seen no sushi type dick, yo.
I have. And he wasn't white.
Really?
He was Spanish.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, I know who. We're not gonna get into that subject.
I hate you. All right, guys. So we are in the middle of the retrograde currently. I'm the queen of astrology, hood astrology, that is. But I'm not sure.
Yeah, you should have like a hood astrology page.
There's a hood astrologer already out there.
Is there? Okay.
Yeah, bitch already got that.
But sorry.
Yeah. So I'm not sure when the retrograde is over, but we are currently in
the middle of
retrograde.
May.
The middle of May?
Mid-May, yeah.
So one of the things,
I had this video. You want to listen to it?
One of the things they say about the retrograde is that it brings back old things, right? So exes come back, you get text messages, or old people hit you up. Watch with the audio, because it will come out through here.
Oh.
Yeah. So exes will come back and shit like that. So one of celebrity couples that has been seen recently back together is Mr. Nelly St. Louis.
St. Louis?
What? What are you?
This is the video about Mercury.
Get your shit together, Mercury. Okay.
It's funny, though. You need to listen. Do you want to listen?
How am I going to listen?
I'm going to put it.
I'm telling you, the audio's coming out
Mercury,
through here.
Hi, it's Travis. Yeah, hi, honey. Listen, I know that you are busy in retrograde right now, but I need you to, and I do not say this lightly, go straight. Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh, I don't care whatever you call it, honey. I just need you to get your shit together, because listen.
Facts.
We already have enough going on down here. You know that they are in the process of trying to ban drag queens? Drag queens! I know. I love drag too! Listen, don't get me started. We just have enough going on, and you being in retrograde is not helpful, and I need you to be helpful. You're still going to be in retrograde until about the middle of May. Mm-hmm. Oh, you want me to meditate and practice gratitude and drink plenty of water? Yeah, that's rich. Listen, put the universe on the phone. I'm done with you.
put the universe on the motherfucking phone.
Not the universe.
You don't know what the universe is doing right now. The universe seems to be bringing people back together. So Ashanti and Nelly recently have been seen together doing some shows. I think they were seen outside.
I actually really, really like them together.
So doing some little things together, attending some events together. So, yeah, is this a thing? Like, our exes, after many years apart, they've been apart, like, how many years? Like, more than 10 years? They've been broken up?
I don't know, but I like them together. I like them together. About Ben and J-Lo. Like, listen, 20 years.
18. J-Lo and Ben, they were separated for 18 years. They got back together. They're married now. I don't know.
Bitch got her first tattoo of, and it's his name or some shit. Did you see that?
See, I did not see that. I didn't even know
she
that.
She got a tattoo. They got matching tattoos, and it's like an infinity symbol, mm-hmm. and it says Ben and Jen or something like that, or B and J, or B and J.
B and J.
We're so immature. So immature. No.
So is this like, first things first, when Nelly and Ashanti were together, it was never confirmed. He never claimed her. Like, it was never out there. They were just seen together, but it was never said, like, yo, this is my girlfriend or this is my boyfriend. Like, people just saw them together and just assumed they were together all this time. And then until Irv Gotti's right now fighting the air, man.
Listen.
Swinging.
He needs to just stop. Like, focus on yourself, King. Focus on yourself and leave that fucking girl alone, man. She don't want you.
Oh, man.
It's been gotta years.
Love it. Gotta love bitter exes.
Move the fuck on.
Do you think that, do you have someone, an ex, that no matter how much time you guys are apart, like if he was to get his shit together, like if it was the right time, would you find yourself together again with this ex?
No, I don't really have exes. Mm-hmm. And the only one that I would take back died. Mm-hmm. So I don't, there is nobody that I would take back. I mean, I think if my current fuck buddy would try to pursue something, I would go with it. But other than that, I'm good.
I'm with you on that. I don't have anybody, any exes. And when I say ex, I legit mean like, a relationship ex. Like, I don't consider anybody that I fucked with in any type of situation other than a relationship an ex. They're just
people you fucked.
People I fucked.
Guys, we fucked. People like the podcast.
People.
Have you seen that?
Yes.
I love them. Guys, we fucked. Shout out to y'all.
I don't consider those situationships exes at all. I would just be like a guy that I was fucking with. But my legit relationship exes, I don't have any that I would say, oh man, if he was to get his shit together, like, we would be together again. Because I'm very much like, if it's meant to be, it would have happened at that moment. I don't believe in, like, right person, wrong time. Which poses my question. Like, is that a, like, do you think that that is a thing? Like, do you believe in that?
So, kind of. I think so. I think that I do. Because, and it could be my own delusion. Oh, sorry, Willie. Willie's covering my cooch.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jerry.
I don't know. I think that there is a right time for anything and everything. And I do believe that you can meet the right person at the wrong time. I do, because people grow and people change. And that could make all the difference in the world.
That is true. But then I feel like, okay, so this is my thing. And my toxicity is going to spew out a little bit. I have a problem with, I'm with you for all these years. Let's just say that I make you a better man. In whatever time frame that we spent with one another, right? It doesn't work out. And then you end up, the next person is someone that you was with before me, mm-hmm. that didn't add any type of value to your life. Didn't, you know, push you to become a better man. It was just a whatever type of relationship it was.
Right.
And then now that you've become a better man, become a better person in general, now you get back with this other person that you was with before me. And you guys are together. I guess that's my
thing. That's none of your business, though.
It's not any of my business. But I'm just trying to say, like, damn, like, when you're with someone and you're together for this time frame and you become a better person separately or together, and it's like...
Then they move backwards?
Then you move backwards. And it's like, how much growth did you really do? Because then if you're not that same person you were back then, so then why are you moving backwards?
Well, maybe because she's not the same person either. Like, let's say if a lot can happen in 5 years or something like that. Think about it. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily going backwards, because it's not like he actively left you and went looking for his ex to get back together with her. It could have been something so small, like bumping into each other at the supermarket. Mm-hmm. And if it didn't end in, I hate you, you fucking suck, I hope you die, then it's like, hey, so how you been? Whatever. It'll be like casual small talk.
Right.
And it might lead somewhere, it may not. But it doesn't, I feel like you're kind of taking it kind of personal, and it's really not personal.
Why you say that?
Because you're seeing it from as somebody else. Like, the scenario you just created has nothing to do with the question.
What do you mean?
About the whole taking back exes.
Yeah, because I'm trying to say, like, you're saying as far as, like, growth, right? Mm-hmm. So, all right, so I'm going to, right now I'm 30 years old, I'm going to take myself back to when I was 19 in my first relationship. I grew as a woman, right, as a person, right? So then if I grew so much, how is it that you're moving backwards to a space where you wasn't the best version of yourself to be with someone else that didn't even help create that best version of yourself? I feel like that's,
yeah, but then are you
moving backwards?
Yeah, but you can't really see the somebody else helped you be a better person, and you can't use that bond that you created with another person to kind of like cut you off from mm-hmm. someone else. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's like, not just as someone else. That's somebody that I was already with.
I understand what I'm saying. But it's like I was saying, if it didn't end in like, I hate you, like in really, really, really bad terms, that you see them and you just walk the other way, mm-hmm. then a small talk.
Right, but I'm not talking about that. I'm saying like, if it did, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like if there was no type but of like growth in that relationship, I don't know. Again, this is all based on my personal opinion. I'm not saying that it's right or wrong. I'm saying it based on, like, because I don't move backwards at all. So that's why I can't put myself in the position. I'm trying to, for just, you know, conversation all right,
so,
point. But
okay, so
I don't move backwards.
Okay. It's about to get juicy. So this first ex. Mm-hmm. You were 19. It was toxic as hell. If you ran into him.
And I have.
Or let's say, not even if you ran into him. Like, let's just say you have a mutual friend and you just happen to catch wind from this friend that he's changed so much and he's become such a, like, a completely different person than who you knew back then. Mm-hmm. And then you bump into him. Mm-hmm. What do you think would happen there?
Nothing.
You wouldn't talk to him?
I would talk to him, of course, because we spent so many years together and I'm still connected to him somehow through family. I'm still friends with his family. So, yeah, I would talk to him, of course. But as far as, like, romantic feelings or wanting to, like, get back with him, no.
What if he tried?
He has tried. No. And he has said that he has changed. No.
Okay. All right.
Right. Because to me, I see it like, all right, you grew, you changed or whatever. Nobody else could tell me someone else has changed unless you were in a relationship with that person. Because a person, you knowing someone and knowing them in a relationship is two different things.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's easy to say, oh, this person has changed from what you're seeing on the outside, but try living with that person. Try being with that person under a roof. Try, you know what I'm saying? Having to compromise with that person, having to understand them. That's a totally different thing.
I don't know. I'm a little biased on the whole living with somebody, because even if I was to get into a relationship, like I would not want to live with that person.
I agree with you. I'm on that same boat as well.
Yeah, like, I would not want to live with that person, and I'm sorry. But it's just, I just don't see, I don't know how to say it without sounding like an asshole. So at the risk of sounding like an asshole, I'm just going to spit it out straight. I just don't see me bringing another man into my house knowing that I have children and, you know, they don't have a dad. So I don't, like, I wouldn't want my little guys to kind of get the wrong idea. And then I wouldn't want for this person to kind of, like, take over. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes me selfish or if it makes me, I don't know. I don't know what it makes me, but I just, that's just kind of like how I feel. Like, it's, I want you preference to have, yeah, like, I want you to have your space and your time and you to do whatever it is that you do. I prefer to date guys with kids because I feel like they're more understanding and they're busier because they have kids. They get it. You know, I don't know. I guess that's just my preference, but yeah.
I feel like that's a lot, like, of people's preference.
I was going to go left, but I'm just going to not do that.
I feel like that's a lot of people's preference, like, dating preference nowadays. Like, you live where you live, I live where I live. And I've said numerous times, like, on this podcast, I grew up watching my grandparents sleep in two different bedrooms. So to me...
Seriously?
Yes. I never saw my grandma and my grandpa sleep together in a bed in the same room. They always had separate bedrooms. So, and they were together. They loved each other very much. So to me, when I hear someone say that, I don't find it weird. Like, I'm not like, oh my God, you don't want to sleep in the room with your man, with your woman, with your, like, I'm like, okay, because, you know, it's what I saw growing up. So to me, it's like, all right, that's, they had their own, I feel like each relationship, they set their own rules. You know what I'm saying? Too many people nowadays, they date and they try to follow too much of the norm. Instead of just like, yo, there set your no own norm. Rules. Yeah. Right. Set what you feel is comfortable within your own relationship or whatever.
Like, boundaries are very important. And they need to be set in the beginning. And I am guilty of not setting boundaries with people or whatever in the beginning. Well, I used to, not anymore. Because I like what I like and I want what I want and that's it.
And you shouldn't have to compromise that. Right? That's how you feel. That's how it should be.
And it is what it is.
And this tequila is really good.
It really is.
But yeah, so I've never been a big fan of, like, the wrong place. I'm sorry. Right person, wrong time. Again, I just feel like if it's the right person, it'll be the right time somehow.
Agree
because
to
the universe
disagree.
Will make it happen for you guys. Some way, somehow.
This is that if delusional not, Pisces shit. If you hear not, this, bitch?
So like, be it.
Yeah, that's that delusional Pisces
so stuff. Be it. But I do not backtrack. So if you change for the better for yourself, if you're a better, if my exes are,
you're
a,
like,
better
great
man now, great. Listen, mazel tov to you. Good riddance. Happy trails.
Not good riddance.
Happy trails with you and your future spouse, which is not going to be me. Don't send me an invitation to the baby shower or to the wedding because I won't be attending, but I wish you the very best.
Ew. People do that? Exes will send you invitations to baby showers and stuff?
Yes. Have you not heard Durag Daddy's story about wanting to crash a baby shower?
No.
Where have you been? What rock have you been living under?
I don't know, but
my
did he go?
My man, he tried to crash it. They stopped him at the door.
Oh, he wasn't invited?
No, his family was invited, but he was not supposed to take that invitation and say, hey, I'm going to go to my ex's baby shower.
Yo, I probably would have gone. I would have gone with him. Like, yo, let's go. Let's see what this is about.
So Nelly nor Ashanti have confirmed that they are back together. From what I thought, from what I remember, I thought Nelly was in a relationship with the same girl for, like, years.
I don't even know who the girl is. I don't know much about Nelly.
Was the only reason why I know his girlfriend is because she was dating Floyd Mayweather before him.
Fucking hate that guy.
I forgot the girl's name, but he was dating Floyd Mayweather. Hey, respect on my Pisces brother.
I hate that fucking guy.
And don't use the word hate. Dislike.
I hate that guy. I do. I cannot.
See, I guess it's different. I'm not too sure of what Ashanti and Nelly's age are. I think they were around the same age as us. Maybe Nelly's like 40, 41. I'm not sure. I think Ashanti is.
Ashanti
as
like,
well. She's like 40, maybe.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
See, J-Lo and Ben, like, first of all, J-Lo has always said that Ben was the love of her life. In her book, she said Ben Affleck was the love of her life. But I kind of feel like, this is another thing, too. I kind of feel like if you get together, back together after so many years, it's like you get back with the person that most tolerated your bullshit. Like, oh,
but I don't think they
tolerated each other's bullshit. Like,
but they weren't. Well, she was with Mark Anthony forever. Mm-hmm. Mark Anthony was her longest relationship. Mm-hmm. So, if I mean, clearly he likes babies. So that's probably why they don't work out, because, you know, she's 50 now and he likes 22-year-olds.
Yeah,
I'm not hating though, Mark. So, do you?
Yeah, I don't know. They, I don't know. J-Lo, I love J-Lo. I love my women that come out of the Bronx.
Yeah, I fucking love J-Lo.
But I like, if I could put my finger in it, she just looks like she gives me the alpha female vibes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The alpha female vibes in relationships and in marriages. And I think, I don't know these people personally, I think that that might be the reason why it doesn't work out for her. So she's got to find the person too that's dominant. Most comfortable. Mm. She's got to find the person that's most comfortable that's so with her funny playing that role.
So he went from J-Lo, who's like, we doing this now, Papi,
when
let's go.
When you saw Mark Anthony and J-Lo together, you can't tell me that J-Lo's wearing the pants in that marriage. She was not.
No, I don't think so.
She was not. That was not going to rock with Mark. Puerto Rican man. Like, hell no.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck went from alpha to like not alpha.
He
went from one Jennifer to the other Jennifer. And the other Jennifer was so like boring.
There are times when I see like in events and they put the camera on Ben Affleck and I just want him to blink twice for me to know that he needs help. Because he just looks so stuck in the situation. Like, marry a Latina, they said. And then now he's
it'll
just
be
like,
fun, they said.
It'll be fun, they said. They'll he keep loves it spicy, that Latina they ass. Said. And now he's fucking.
Why are we like this?
Now he has to fucking listen to Saturday mornings of J-Lo listening to La India while she mops.
Yo, that bitch don't mop. Get out of here with that shit. He said while she mop. That bitch does not mop. She got people for that. Anyway, to send them people over here, girl.
Anyway, man, I mean, listen. If they happy, they like it, I love it, I guess. I'm more for like whatever messiness happens afterwards. That's what I want to see. All right, guys, so it's now time for our Stories with Dory segment. We have a very good one for you guys, courtesy of one of our stories. Courtesy of one of our viewers, shout out to you, who'll remain anonymous.
Right. I actually have like two of those to read. One of them is recent. One of them is from today. Okay. So this person said, and it's now for 7 years now. How is that possible? So my question was this, because obviously let's start with the question. So my question was, what is the one thing that you don't have the courage to say to your partner? And I asked this question like, forever, it feels like forever ago. I don't know when I freaking said this, but whatever. So that was the question. But like this was like a very, I had 7 years in denial. I need to know more. So I'm gonna have to text this guy and like get more info. But our other listener said
he's been in denial for 7 years.
Right. That's why I need more info there.
Yeah, so
is he in denial or is she in denial?
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
DM us again. Let us know a little bit more information.
Yeah, I'm
going to
reply. Yeah, I'm going to. You know what? Maybe I'll.
Give me a second. Shorty, come on. The next one.
I'm looking for it. Did you see this? Multitasking at its finest. All right. And then we had somebody else. And their question was, I mean, their answer was, I wish I could tell her that I love pleasing women. I'm a nympho. So I guess he really likes to have sex. So I replied, my response to that was, does it mean that you've been cheating? Can she keep up with your sex drive? Because I feel like compatibility and sex drives is like a real thing. And sometimes it just doesn't work. And I, would you leave somebody because the sex is bad? Or because, like, you just not having, like, he won't have as much sex as you want to have sex?
Did it start off that way? No?
I don't know. If maybe things have kind of dried up and I mean, after a couple years.
I think that's kind of expected, though. It would be, like, unrealistic for me to think that the sex is always going to be at a high level throughout the relationship. I'm sure there's going to be times where things are going to dwindle a bit.
Yeah, but what if your sex drive has not changed? And his has.
We'll have a conversation about it. And we'll see what options we have. I'm not going to leave him. There's going to be a point where...
There's going to be a limit.
There's going to be a limit, and there's going to be a point where I'm going to be tired of having the same conversation over and over. So at this point, it's like, I'm going to start developing that wandering eye. So.
But see, why does it have to be a wandering eye? Why not just end it and move on?
I think because it's not really easy for me to just be like, yo, it's over something like that. Especially if I'm fully invested in this person. Yeah, I'm going to try to like exhaust all possibilities before I'm like, oh, yo, it's over. You know what I'm saying?
You're so nice.
That's real shit. Like, that's commitment. I made a commitment and we're together 10, 12, 30, whatever, how many amount of years.
That's a lot of years.
I'm not going to be like, yo, it's over because the sex is dwindling when that's expected. Now, what's going to turn me off and will push me away is if you're like, you're just shutting everything down. Like, if I'm bringing this to the table.
So it's dwindling and you're not open to suggestions.
There we go. And you're not open to the conversation because your ego's hurt by my feelings or whatever it is. And then all of a sudden you're just like shutting everything down. Then that's going to turn me off. And then that'll be like the beginning of the end for me.
The beginning of the end.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So back to our guy here. I think that this was very interesting coming from a man. You don't think so?
Yeah.
All right. So he's been married for over 10 years and he did have an affair for about 3 years, but he felt guilt. So he stopped the affair. However, he misses the person that he was having an affair with because she was older and she could keep up.
And that's the person that he's currently seeing her still.
No, not anymore.
Not anymore.
No, he misses her, though. She was older and she could keep up with the sex drive.
Okay, so then why does he categorize himself as a nympho?
Because he said he can have sex up to 10 times a day.
Is he having sex with? Because a nympho doesn't necessarily mean that. Like, you're addicted to sex, but a lot of times you're addicted to sex with, like, different people.
I don't know. It doesn't specify.
I'm going to give you guys the exact
definition
of a nymphomaniac, just so we're clear. Nymphomaniac. An uncontrollable or excessive sexual desire in a woman. Nymphomania.
Oh, well, so that's specifically for women. So what is it called for men?
Maniac. Okay. So nymphomaniac is a woman with uncontrollable or excessive sexual desire.
So for men?
And nymphomaniac is what he's saying he is, right? That's the definition.
I know, but he's not a woman. So what is it for men? So we can educate our people.
Okay. Male nymph. Let's see. It doesn't say.
Come on, Google. Get it together. You make way too much money.
Satiriasis? I've never heard of that word ever.
Where? Oh.
Satiriasis, I guess. I might be saying it wrong. Satiriasis is an excessive or abnormal sexual craving in the male.
There you go. That is the proper word for a male nympho.
So then we need to tell homeboy that.
All right. Anyway, so he continued on that one has better pussy and one has better head. You know, that must be so difficult to kind of make the choice. like do you want good head or do you want good pussy? Like, what is it?
But is it, though? Like, what would you... I feel like giving head can be taught, though. I don't think that you can, like, teach a woman how to have better pussy.
I know.
I think, like, giving Listen, head, you can...
I don't want to go down that road again. Gen TV traumatized me with this question.
Oh, God. Yeah, I think that you can... You can teach a woman how to orally please you because your so her head might be trash to you, but her head might be amazing to someone else, right?
That's true.
So he's got to teach her how he likes the head.
I don't know. You listening?
So that means the woman with good pussy has trash head. So the girl with trash head, wait, the girl with good head has bad pussy?
I guess. Or maybe it's not bad. Maybe it's just that one is better than the other. They're just better at different things. Not necessarily bad.
We need to get a guy on here so they can give us the different levels of good pussy. Because, unfortunately, we won't be able to explain that to you guys.
Right.
Because it's
like... But we need, like, a real guy.
What are they based on? I'm not sure if we asked this to them when we was on their show, but what are they basing on? They base it on like wetness. I know the overall good sex would be participation.
Well, yeah, but I
and,
just
you know the I willing would just, to
I would
want to
have this conversation with someone else.
So what is Mr. Anonymous here? Like what does he need guidance in? Because he was writing for a while and
he wants to, I guess he wants to know, like, well, I don't know. He said his wife has a limit to how nasty she can be. And I don't know. I love poly life. She's just not into it, the wife.
Did he not, like, determine that before making her his wife? I mean, was that something that he just recently got into?
I don't know, but... You know, if you're listening.
I think we need to ask him these follow-up questions because I have questions. How did you determine that this is what you wanted?
Is this what you... And why wasn't it a factor in the beginning? And why is it a factor now?
Right. Because I kind of feel like he might have been... He got that taste of, like, a woman filling in what the other woman lacks. So that's probably why he's like...
Let me tell you, I don't even, like... I'm not mad at you for that because I am the queen of piecing together my perfect man with like two different people. Unfortunately, I guess, I just haven't found the person who has all the qualities that I want or that I need or whatever.
And you won't.
I know. So it's like, what do you compromise and where do you compromise it? Or do you compromise at all?
Are you thinking about the qualities that you want or the qualities that you need?
I don't know. That's actually a very good question. I've never really sat down to differentiate one from the other.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is as well.
I don't know. I don't like the idea of needing somebody. I know that's going to sound real fucked up, but I don't like the idea of needing someone.
Okay.
Of needing anything from anybody. I'm a weird ass girl. I'm going to just flat out say it. I think that I'm weird? A weirdo. I think I'm a weirdo because of that.
Have you met the modern women? They are all about, I don't need a man. So that's definitely not weird.
I mean, I don't need a man. I need a penis.
And that's attached to? Say it. That's attached to?
A man.
Okay. There we go.
I don't know. I'm just like... Whatever happens, happens. That's, we're just going to leave it at that. Mm.
Yeah, so I think for a lot of people, it's more of like, what do you want and what do you need, right? Because I would want a man, a rich man. I don't need that. I would just need someone that's financially stable and employed, right? Like,
so, please have jobs.
So I have to compromise exactly what it is that I want as opposed to like what I need, right? Because
wants and needs.
Yeah. Like the Drake baby song. And Drake song. Yeah. Wants and needs. I don't even know. I know what I need right now.
Same.
I know what I want. I know what I want and what I need. All right. So we're going to move on to our next story. Yo, Lord have mercy.
Is this the video?
I had to rub my temples for this one because some of these women out here, they just make me so sick. And I feel like once the cameras come on, they just say like
random the most shit.
Craziest information that no one asked for and that they could have just taken to the fucking grave. They decide to just let it all out and just be a little bit too honest. So this is a story that Dory came across. Where did you find it? On TikTok?
No, this was on Instagram.
Latin Star.
Yeah, it was.
We're going to play the audio clip for you guys so you guys can get a little bit of context behind
why it makes her sick.
Why it makes my blood boil.
All right. So it's loading. Hold on. Come on, Wi-Fi. Get it together.
Friends because I fuck their men.
Do you actually?
Yes, that's a problem.
While you're friends with them or?
Yeah.
Wait.
Literally every best friend I've ever had, I always end up fucking her dude. I don't know why. And then I lose all my best friends. Actually, the tattoo I have on this side is with a girl. She won't talk to me anymore because I fucked her man.
While they're together?
Yes. If all my friends stopped having boyfriends with big dicks, it would stop. But, like, they have dudes with huge dicks. What am I supposed to do? I feel like I lose all my best friends because I fucked them.
Bro, what?
Right. So. Yeah, she was definitely doing the most. Even with the tattoo thing.
No one's cracked her jaw yet. That's why. None of them bitches have cracked her right in her mouth. That's why she keeps doing what she's doing.
Right. That is a fact.
Because what about, have you ever had a girlfriend that you say that you think, even like it passed, maybe someone that you're not friends with anymore, that she's just a little too much of a loosey-goosey around your man? Mm-mm. Never? Mm-mm. I have. Someone that we are no longer friends, but it was not even just like, around my man. It was just around men
in general. Oh.
Like men, period. And I used to hate it because I'm like,
she was an attention whore?
Yeah, for sure. She was an attention whore. And it was more of like, it would be more of like, I hated it for the fact. And I'm more for like, whatever you want to do, whatever you love to do, right? Women, whatever. You're free to do whatever you want to do with your body, so forth. But my thing was like, I'ma just set an example of like going out somewhere in a social setting and meeting a group of guys, and then like right off the bat, you talking about like how you like to get blowjobs and shit. Like, I just don't like shit like that. And then it will kind of set the tone, like, now homeboy thinks that because I'm the homegirl, I roll like that too. That's the reason why I didn't like it too much.
Dime con quien andas y te diré quién eres.
Yeah, like birds of a feather flock together type shit. And it's like, yo, I get that that's how you are. That's fine. I'm friends with you. I clearly don't mind you being like that. But it's more of like, we don't know these dudes. You know what I'm saying?
That's type of thing. Why are you talking about blowjobs to strangers?
Yeah, or even if it was to strangers, if it was like my homeboys, with whom I've never done anything sexually with. You understand what I'm saying? Now you're talking like that, and now they kind of looking at you like, oh, I could fuck this bitch. Or I could get this bitch to do this and that. And then that kind of puts me in like this weird position where it's like, all right, I get your dog, but like keep your fleas away from my friend. You know what I mean? Type shit, you know? But, and that would happen also with my man. Like, you're just a little too comfy. You know, I want people to like my man, but I just don't want you to have that certain, like,
don't be too comfortable.
Comfort where you feel like you could play like that or you could do shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's just like, I feel like there should be definitely a boundary and a certain level of respect for my man, for our relationship, and for me as your friend.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I'm the type of bitch, like, even if it's a guy you fucking, yo, I show that type of respect to my homegirls. Like, I'm not gonna, I won't do that shit. Like, I won't, yo, you know, like, I'll even tell you, like, if the dude hits me up. Or so, even if it's for anything, like, yo, your dude hit me up. Last thing I need for you to do is go through his phone and see him there hitting me up and having a conversation. It's like, yo, why you didn't tell me that, you know, you talked to my boo, whatever. So just to clear all of that up, I just put it out there, like, yo, homeboy hit me up.
Last
whatever,
time that
whatever.
Happened, I was ready to stab him.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't want none of that smoke. Like,
what the fuck he needs to talk to you about?
I don't want none of that smoke.
Fun fact about me is I'm normally not a jealous person. But this particular person brings that out of me. And I don't know why. So, yeah. So when she's like, oh, yeah, boo just hit me up. And I'm like, why? About what? Like, does he want to die today?
Like... He hit me up, just so you know, just so it's out there. I don't want no bullshit, no secrets, no, yo, you start thinking. Yo, because you know how many cases there have been where, like, people commit crimes just based off, like, assumptions or things that was never really going on? Right? Again, right. This is true crime addict right here, true crime junkie. Too much
but
shit
it's
has
true.
Happened.
It is very, very true.
With just people, you because crazy really has, like, no... How can you say it? It has no, like, definitive, like, thing that it looks for. Sometimes you see something so simple, but your crazy mind makes you think that you saw something else type shit. Like, if you see your... If you see your man, just you just so happen to pull up to your man's house and you see him hug a girl... Your crazy is gonna make you think that they just finished fucking. And that could just be his aunt for all you know.
That happened.
That could be his aunt for all you know.
That happened. So I pulled up.
See?
Yeah, no, because he texted me some shit. And I was like, no, we're not doing this. And I pulled up. And there was this girl parking his car. And I was like,
I was on the phone, guys. I remember this.
Oh my God, you were on the phone.
Yes, I was.
And I was ready to, I didn't do it. I was able to contain myself. But I was ready to like run up over there and he wasn't even really my man. He's still not my man. But I was
crazy.
Ready to go and just be like, who are you? And why are you in his car? Like, where is he? Why the fuck is he not driving? But I ain't doing none of that.
Guys, I swear to you, the years that I've known Dory, that is so out of character for her.
It really is.
That
it
when
really
she
is.
when she shows these little streaks of jealousy, I just look at her like, who are you? And what have you done with my friend? Because this is not you. It's so not her. So it's just like.
It is very out of character. And I don't know why he does this to me.
Different people bring different things out of you.
Yeah, well, he brings out crazy, and he seems to like that shit.
Like, oh, man.
Yeah, so it turned out that the girl was his sister. I actually happened to know his sister. But,
I'm going to get a crazy sound effect just for you. Crazy.
Is there, like, a jigsaw sign?
Something for you because I think it's only right.
But I'm only crazy when it has to do with this person. I'm not crazy all the time. Am I crazy all the time?
No, this is what I'm saying. That is out of character for you. So I don't know. I don't know, man. Listen, I'm not giving any type of like medical advice on you.
Medical advice? What the fuck?
Because it's mental.
I need to be put in a hold.
We'll speak about that outside of the podcast.
She's about to send me to Fulton on a 72-hour hold.
One to one for you.
If you know, you know.
So this girl, I think, you know what it is with her? I think that she's probably just attracted to what's probably unattainable to her. She can't have her friend's man.
Right.
Because she's like, oh, if my friends, they stop getting boyfriends with big dicks. Like, bitch.
How you even know they have a big dick?
Friends probably sharing that information. Girls, stop telling your homegirls. Listen. us ladies, I'm guilty of it. Dory is guilty of it. When we share certain information, especially when it has to do like dick pics, dick size, sex, nasty sex, and talk about the sex in the group chat with the girls, it's really a guy that we probably don't really see anything with. Like a future man, we probably
won't share. Not as much.
We keep the details very.
Look at that. I never actually thought about that, but you're right.
We don't. So if we share that information, it's because we really don't. Like, we don't see
like
it
that's
going
as far
anywhere.
As it's going to go.
That's as far as it's going to go. You know what I'm saying? So maybe these girls are probably telling her, like, yo, got a big dick, or he's nasty, or he's this and that.
You know what this reminds me of? Remember when Snooki touched Vinny's dick for the first time?
Yeah.
And she was like, it's so huge, like whatever.
Yeah, she definitely, they be saying that Vinny's packing.
Vinny, I need to know. You need to show us.
Vinny's one of those white boys. I only got like three white boys. I don't like white boys, but I got about three. That I'm like, wait, hold on. Hear me out. Just hear me out. Only about three white boys. And that's going to be Vinny, one of them. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, I love him.
And Mark Wahlberg.
Mm.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg been my white boy crush for years.
Interesting.
It's because he got that edge.
I don't know. I have a thing for shit. Captain America. Captain America is my boy.
Shout out to Alicia. That's her boo, too.
Who?
Alicia from the Sushi Bar Podcast. She loves herself some Captain America.
Fucking love Captain America, girl. Let's tag team him.
Nah, I don't think she's gonna be down for that. I don't think she's gonna be down for that. Nah. Yo. So stop shit. If you really like a guy, if you really like this guy, if you see yourself with him potentially, it's going somewhere, do not share those details. Don't pillow talk. Whatever you pillow talk, should I say, with that dude. Don't share that information with your homegirls. Don't share it in the group chat. Only share the fuck boys, like the Mr. Right Nows, not the Mr. Rights. Don't share any information because, you know, never know people. They be conniving and scheming on, you know, they see you happy. Let me destroy this shit up.
I don't know why people are like that.
I don't know either. I wish I knew.
I feel like that's just such a, I don't know. I feel like it's not talked about as much.
Mm-hmm.
Because female toxicity is a fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it needs to be addressed and it needs to be kind of brought up and we need to be held accountable for our toxic shit. And that is one of them. I just don't understand. Like, if that is your friend and you love your friend, how could you not be happy for her being happy with somebody, with whoever?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, why would you want to destroy it? Like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's misery. Yes. Yeah, so I just think that she said it too, like, she was too comfortable putting that information out there. And I just feel like she needs to be held accountable somehow.
Right, because...
And accountability in this situation is getting punched in the motherfucking face. I'm sorry.
No, I just feel...
Violence is not the answer, but sometimes it is.
They need a lesson.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes you gotta crack a jaw too, at times. I'm saying, just saying, as my Aries moon is shining through, very chaotic. Like, I had to crack a bitch or two back in my day over a man. So,
I've never fought over a guy.
I didn't fight over a guy. I fought over my respect.
Whatever.
I fought over my respect.
I've never fought over
a guy. To be corrected, it was not over the guy. It was because they disrespected him. He's not going to put hands on them. Like, and I was a crazy little young thing, so you can't hit him, but I can. So,
I mean,
that was the situation.
I guess.
Yeah.
All right. So, what else happened this week?
So we have this is a story that I saw on the No Jumper.
What is that?
Instagram page.
Okay.
And it is a woman that met a man on Tinder, and this man created a sex doll out of her.
Oh, the picture. All right. I saw the picture.
Insert picture here.
She will. I saw the picture, too. I asked her. She said she would feel offended. I told her that it's kind of flattering because, all right, so this is what he did. He printed a picture of her face and he put it like on a pillow or whatever and gave her boobs and a pocket pussy.
He attached a fleshlight. He attached a fleshlight. That's, first of all, did you ask my permission to take, to steal my picture? That's first. If she, let's say she sent it to him. All right, cool. There's nothing flat. That doesn't, how does that not give you creep vibes?
Because it doesn't, like, what's the difference between that and just masturbating to the picture? What is the difference?
It's the same thing. I don't know about it. There we go. I don't know about it. If you masturbate to the picture and you never tell me, I never know about it.
Yeah, but then you would never know about this either had he not shared the picture. So then,
but just to create that off of you not knowing me is insanity. It is insanity. I'm sorry. It's creep, 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 creep.
Listen, I don't know. I had a, have you guys ever heard of the clone a willy?
Mm-hmm.
So I had a clone a willy.
Okay. And who do you need in order to clone that dick? What do you need?
You need a person. You need a penis.
You need a person. And what? What else you need?
I don't know.
What? Consent of that person, right? To do that.
I mean.
Right?
Sure.
What did you drug him and you took a mold of his dick? You didn't drug him. Exactly. So?
I just did it though. I didn't ask. I just did it.
Again, we condone consent on this podcast.
Yes, we do. We do. We really do.
But I just, like, I would be creeped out by it. There's nothing about that that would impress me. And I would be like, oh, my God. Like,
I would be flattered.
That's just so cute.
So if y'all want to make dolls out of my face, feel free and send me the pictures.
Don't do that. Don't do that. No.
Why?
Last thing we need is, like, real legit, like, creepers. Creeping on your selfies. Like, yeah. Being stalked is not cute.
Well, no, don't stalk me.
But being a stalker and stalking a creep is not cute. But
I don't know.
What did he make her boobs out of?
It looked like plates, like paper plates.
With paper plates.
He used like little bowls.
He used paper plates, like as her boobs. I don't know. That was very like jail like. Like, that was, like, it looked like it was made in jail.
It was very creative. All right? So, congrats to you.
Okay, I'll give him props on the creativity of it. But the actual, like, doing and the actually making of the doll is just crazy to me. And it's on Tinder. Like, what?
They were texting. This was a texting conversation. This was not Tinder anymore.
But still, she met him on Tinder.
So, we've met Tinder success stories.
Semi-successful. I have yet to meet a success story out of Tinder.
I'm sure they're out there.
I'm sure. If you are a Tinder success story,
let us know.
DM us and let us know. If you are a Hinge success story,
I consider myself a success story.
You know a Hinge success story,
I consider that successful.
Why?
Because I, all right, well, because it just is. Okay, I consider that to be successful. I've known this person for a year and a half now.
I'll keep my thoughts to myself.
Listen,
because a person is a viewer and just
whatever. Listen,
yes,
I consider it a success story because, you know, we're still in communication. Hey. That's still my rented penis, all right?
All right, guys. So let us know what you guys think with women. Do you think that would be something that's creepy? Look at it from a different perspective. Men, would you kind of be creeped out if, like, a woman created something, like some type of, like, doll or something? And
I feel like it would be really weird.
Honor,
I don't know why. I feel like it'd be really weird for a woman to make it, but not a man. I don't know. Am I weird?
You're extremely. I thought I was toxic until this one joined. Now I'm just like, I feel like the only angel on here. Love it. So, guys,
you should put like a little halo.
let us know. Let us know what you guys think. Like, would you guys be creeped out with that? I think, I don't know. I think people just need to be careful. If you're flattered by it, hey, you know, you're flattered by it. If you don't see anything wrong with it, you don't see anything wrong with it. Whatever, you know, you end up in body parts somewhere. You know, it is what
I
it
am
is.
Going to quote Ease right now. We don't care about y'all that much. They don't care about us that much to kidnap us and murder us and chop us up into bits.
Who's us?
I'm just flipping the statement because he said we don't care about y'all. So I'm saying they don't care.
What did he say? Like men don't care about us?
Yeah. He said men don't care about women that much to like kidnap you and chop you up to bits or whatever.
Insert confused face. What? Yeah, I have to rewind and watch that episode again to see when he said that because, yeah, there's plenty of people that have been murdered off of dating apps. So clearly they care about us that much to do shit like that.
I don't know.
Maybe I live in a state of paranoia, I guess. I'm in constant paranoia. Like, and I guess for me that works because I'm able to just like weave a lot of like craziness and I've been able to kind of stay out of certain situations because I'm like street smart like that. So I've been out there and I've seen shit enough for me to be like, yo, there'd be some funny business going on out there. Like, you know, but anyhow, that's neither here or there. So I feel like in honor of Jerry, we should have a final thought.
Oh my God, yes.
We should. What would be our final thought?
I already read my quote. That would have been perfect.
Hide your kids. Hide your wives. Hide your kids. Hide your wives.
Always take care of yourself.
Hide your husbands because they're getting fucked out here. Take care of yourselves. And each other. If you guys don't already know, you can find the Ladies Pitch podcast on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter, Pitch718. Make sure you like, subscribe, share, review the podcast on all streaming platforms. If you have any questions, any feedback, any silent confessions, you can always DM Dory or you can DM me at the Ladies Pitch Instagram page.
It's always a safe space. I am never going to say your name out here. So
this is all for
whatever
joking,
you got to say.
Let me strongly reiterate that this is strongly for joking and comedic purposes. There is no need for you to get your panties in a twist and DM us or comment some craziness and come at our necks for shit. It's all in good jokes and good spirit. All right. You guys already know, it's your girl Haiti Baby, your favorite mommy, your favorite redheaded demon. Till the next time. Oh, and Mr. Willie.
Bye. It's Bye, Willie guys. And Dory.
Peace.